Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Welcome to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. It's Sunday night, of course, as always. My name's Alon. I've got Nate here with me.
Hey, everybody.
And today is going to be a slightly different show than usual. I have a feeling we're going to stay on a single topic for most of the show. But in an effort to, carry the torch as usual, we're going to cover some news right at the beginning. Now, if you feel like calling in at any point in the show, feel free. If you're in Phoenix, the number is 602-277-KFNX. Anywhere else in North America, you can call us at 866-536-1100, and we welcome you to do so really anytime. So I'm going to get the news out of the way, and then Nate and I have a few things to say. First of all, a few things happened. We talked about the dead Chinese gamer last week, the guy who killed himself.
Yeah, not actually World of Warcraft. Warcraft 3 was actually the cause of his death.
Big surprise to all of us. At least us in the States who didn't know about the lawsuit last year, I guess.
Yeah.
It turns out the kid wasn't playing World of Warcraft, like Nate says, a role-playing game. Instead, he was just playing Warcraft 3.
RTS, which is not very immersive.
A strategy game. So apparently, this would make it harder to sue, I guess, because it's not a role-playing game.
Yeah.
But then I wonder, I mean, why really? What context of the role-playing game makes it more valid to control your mind?
Well, I think it's that you become your character. It's so immersive that, you know, if something really bad happens in that, you know, listen, I'm not going to be mad if someone, you know, like, takes something in an RTS, but if I'm one of those guys that are really into RPG or MMOs, I might go over to the house and shoot him because he took my magic sword. So.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm not so sure that it actually makes a difference what type of game it is you're playing. But in this particular case, I think it's pretty easy to claim that Warcraft 3 doesn't have a lot of personally identifying characteristics with the player character, you know? You could have a strategy game where you create yourself and give it attributes and, like, a storyline behind it, which is perhaps more involved than Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
But,
maybe he was just really bad at it.
Yeah,
and
maybe
he was really
depressed.
All
jumped to conclusions, and I think it's funny that we all assumed it was World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Although...
Really, I mean, when I think of someone jumping out of a window because of a game, I'm not thinking Warcraft 3, but that's just me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right, so I'm going to move on to the next bit of news. We've talked about Infinium Labs in the past. These are the people supposedly producing the Phantom console and
gaming service.
Can't
wait till that comes out. I've been waiting for that thing.
So, there was one point in the history of this company where something actually made sense, and we all said, oh, maybe it's not completely crap, right? And that was when they hired on Kevin Baucus as, like, the CEO or... one of the head honchos over there. I don't remember his exact title. I think it was CEO. Anyway, he used to be heading up the Xbox division over at Microsoft, and then they got him. And we all thought, well, all right, maybe something will happen. And then that year they were at E3 and they were showing supposed units and showing the service supposedly work. But of course, since then we haven't heard a single word about them.
Well, they don't want to overhype it.
Oh, exactly. But it has supposed to have been released like every year since they first announced it. Baucus quit. This is the news. So now they have zero credibility again. And I remember reporting a while ago that the SEC was researching them and looking into... They believe there were problems with the company's financial...
You don't say.
Yeah, reporting. Anyway, so Baucus is out, and now they have zero legs to stand on once again. Now, there's another bit. I think we actually missed covering this last week, but Jack Thompson, love him, hate him, or just hate him.
Oh, yeah, he actually got kicked off that case.
Yeah, we talked about how he voluntarily removed himself from the Alabama murder case.
Actually, I knew about this before the show, but I was stupid, and I forgot.
Yeah. So, we forgot to talk about it last week. Apparently, he didn't just remove himself. He tried to remove himself, and the judge is like, well, you're fired, right?
Yeah.
Well, I quit. Well, you're fired.
You can't quit. I fired you.
So, he actually got removed from the case, forcibly, I guess.
Isn't he, like, suing the judge now or
but
something?
But no, but he is. He did scream about the judge. You know, Jack Thompson doesn't lay quiet.
Yeah, about
so
anything.
He did take the opportunity to basically claim the judge was an idiot, which is it's really his style.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he would know an idiot.
Exactly. So that's some news for the week. And there's a lot more, but I think Nate and I want to get into the real meat of today's episode.
Wow, let's tell you what happened last week to Alana
and I. Now, see,
and I.
For the dedicated Chatterboxers...
They already know the story.
They know. They've been on the forums at chatterboxgameshow.com. They've been to our blogs on our website.
Well,
and
yours.
One up.
I haven't written mine. I wanted to be less angry when I wrote mine.
So, as everybody knows, the Xbox 360 was released this week. This Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday morning.
Now, we had discussed in the past... You and I on the radio here.
That we were going to get some?
Yeah, we were going to wait in line. And I had said I wanted to wait in line and get the system opening day.
I'd like to tell about Alon's little adventure. So he had the idea of, let's go to this Walmart on Scottsdale. That's very far from where we are.
Before we do that, let's talk about the motivation.
Okay.
Right.
All
right. For the people who don't know already, I had wanted to get the system so that I could sell it. And
the
we
sole purpose was that you could sell it.
Well, no. There are several factors. I wanted to get it so that I could sell it. So that I would have free money to then go buy it again.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that I just wanted money. I wasn't trying to just be capitalistic. I just can't really afford it. You know, we're cheap over here.
Oh,
at
very
Chatterbox.
Cheap.
So I figured I could buy one, sell it for twice or some reasonable amount over it, because I knew that they were going to go for wild prices, which they definitely have been on eBay.
Yep.
And then I would have money banked to go actually buy the system in a few weeks when it would be more freely available. Although that's still questionable. All right, so my motivation was because I really wanted the system. It's just I was willing to go to great measures to get it since, you know, I can't actually pay for it.
Yep. And with no job, you have a lot of free time.
Exactly. So that's why I wanted to do it. Now, you had thought, what a fine idea.
I was like, that sounds like a really good idea. And then the closer and closer we got to actually buying, I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to keep mine. You know, I have a little money that I somehow acquired.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say how, but it just kind of fell into my lap.
It was gifted.
It was gifted. And I was like, hey, I have money now. So after the subtraction of my girlfriend making me buy $500 worth of clothing, I now had a little extra. I could still afford this.
You are looking
Xbox.
Rather sharp tonight.
I am looking very nice.
That is a new, nicely wrinkled shirt.
Yep. Actually, this is the free one that I got. It was Xbox 360 shirt. Okay. I met a fan at the GameStop. He knew of Chatterbox, so he gave me some free stuff.
Awesome. Okay, so you wanted to keep your system, and I would love to keep it too, but I'm willing to wait a few weeks to make that happen.
Oh, wait.
And you were telling the story about how we went about this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we were going to go to some Walmart. It's very, very far away. So we went to that one, and it's like, oh, we're not open till 12, but there was one close by, like 5 minutes. Like,
hang on, you're confusing it. First, we went to one far away, and they said, we close at 12.
We close
rather than being open 24 hours, meaning you could buy it at midnight.
There was one that was open 24 hours, and that was about 10 minutes away.
That's so, even further away than far.
That's right. So we went to that one, and that had a big old line. So, like, okay, where do we go? So we, to make a long story short, we drove a lot, and I wasted a lot of gas to go to a Target that was pretty much really close to where at least I live.
Yeah. Now, let's be clear. We were at the Tempe Target at Baseline in McClintock.
That's right.
In, you know, Phoenix metro area in Tempe, technically.
Yeah.
This is where we ended up. And it was just that on my way back to our meeting spot where we would then
figure out where to actually go,
I saw a Target and I stopped. I thought, okay, we'll go here. And there was no one in line. Turns out there really was
one person in line.
She was just sitting on a bench, didn't realize she was forming a line because she was all by herself. I guess at that point in time, she was actually just a point.
That's right.
In space rather than a line. So I find out she's waiting. I said, well, good then. I will be number two. And at before 6 p.m., it was a little bit before 6 p.m., I take seat and wait at Target for the Target, which will give me a voucher.
At 6 a.m.
At 6 a.m. So I'm 12 hours in advance. I'm ready to wait through the night, and it's actually kind of cold in Phoenix these days.
Like an hour later, a friend of mine and I showed up. He was three, I was four.
Yep.
And, you know, throughout the night, it gradually grew.
Yeah, and we knew there were only 12 systems at the store, so it was going to be a small group.
Yeah.
Right.
When we got to our 12, we were nice. People drove up. We said, yeah, it's filled up. You know, you can go. So.
Exactly.
It was a very cold and chilly night where we played, you know,
now,
poker.
Now, I want to make some more clarifications.
Go for it,
when
man.
We got there, I first got there, I went right in. I talked to the guy.
The Nightmare, really great guy.
Yeah, the LOD manager, that's what they're called. I don't know what LOD stands for at Target, but it's a common term there. Someone I'm sure listening does. Anyway, he says, listen. 6 a.m., they're going to give you vouchers for the system. As long as you're back, you know, here at 8 a.m. with
your
voucher.
Or before, with that voucher, that means you get an Xbox.
As long as you're here when we open with that voucher, you get your system. People without vouchers, sorry, they don't get one.
Yep.
All right, we have 12 systems. There's going to be 6 of the premiums, you know, with the hard drive and everything, and 6 of the core systems. Of course, we wanted premium, so we went in line.
Yep.
Eventually, 6 a.m. rolls around. We don't have vouchers because nobody comes out.
Yeah.
6:25 rolls around.
Grudgingly, some guy comes out.
One guy, not the manager.
No, just some guy. He says, here's your vouchers.
Yep. Doesn't make a big stink about it. Everybody comes around, gets their vouchers. Ding, 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 ding. 12 of us have vouchers.
Yep.
Great. Now, he does say something to me. I asked him, I was like, all right, so we can go now, right? Because the manager before had told us we could go. And he's like, well, you know, if somebody comes, takes your place in line or whatever, I can't guarantee anything. And I'm thinking, well, my voucher here, which was very specially printed by Target,
I
presume.
They went through the cost of making these and handing them out to all the stores.
Yeah, this isn't some handwritten piece of paper signed
by, looks very nice. It's on some...
Bob, the Target employee.
Yeah.
It was specially printed, had a picture of the system, told the accessories that were inside it. There were two different types of vouchers, one for premium, one for core. They were individually numbered. They weren't six identical ones. One said one on it. One had a big two on it. Again,
yep.
Not even handwritten. This was printed. I had number two. Nate, you had like number four.
I had four.
All right. And then our friends, Ick and Mark, they had three and five and a bunch of other people. Right. So we all had vouchers. The rest of this story will be told when we come back. It gets so much better,
folks.
Oh,
a story it is.
Stay tuned. And if you have great stories about the launch, I want you to call us at 866-536-1100. You don't want to miss this, everybody.
Actually, I want to bring up something when we come back, though.
Yes. We'll be back in a minute, everybody. All right, some different music this time. This is Chatterbox again.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
That's Nate. I'm Alon. And we're going to continue our story. But if you want to call us, it's 866-536-1100. If you're local in Phoenix or some other area where you're actually hearing us over the real radio, it's 602-277-KFNX. Call us, chat, tell us how your launch was, tell us how you love the game, whatever game it is you're playing on the 360 while listening to our show, whatever. So here's what we were doing. We said, 6:30 rolled around, we got our vouchers.
Yep.
And we made the point.
To ask, can we leave? Because we have these vouchers.
Yes. Now, the guy says... Really, you know, I can't account for people stepping in line. And my point is, we have special vouchers that have numbers on them. So my thought is, well, the manager last night told me I could. The P on this morning is sort of being vague, but I have this piece of paper which has a number on it, which, in my opinion, defines the line.
Yeah.
So if someone steps in line, I say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm number two.
And the way he said it, to me, it sounded like if you're here before 8, you're okay. But if you're not here at 8, we're going to sell them to people.
Yeah. In addition, he made no blanket announcement to everybody. He only said this to me because I happened to ask about it. So when everybody else, you know, they had no idea. They, as far as they knew, it was whatever they were told before.
Yep.
So the story goes like this. We get our vouchers. We're all very happy because we've waded through the cold. I actually turned my heater on in my car for a while, or the vents or whatever, without turning on the engine. And my car was dead for a while. Couldn't get it started.
Great story by you.
Yeah. A lot of plague hit us that evening, but we worked through it. We got our vouchers. Yay for us.
That's correct.
We leave.
I run home to use the bathroom because I have not used the bathroom in over 12 hours.
Yeah, 12 hours outside in the cold. We needed to do that. I needed to recover the show that we had lost last week. We weren't able to actually post it for a couple days. So I went and I worked on that. Other people, I'm sure, used the bathroom, cleaned themselves up for work. After they get their Xbox 360, they might want to go straight to work. Whatever the case may be, they took care of their personal needs.
That's right.
The whole line of 12 people with
vouchers. We all left.
Every single person.
So we all show back up about, or at least you and I showed back up about 7:30.
Yeah.
And we were informed, bad news, they made a new line. And now you and I were a bit confused as we have these vouchers that tell what the line is. So why are they making a new one?
Yeah. Didn't quite understand it. But it was explained to us by our friends who didn't leave.
Well, they did, but they just went to McDonald's and back.
They got
a trip
back in
that
time.
Took about 8 minutes.
Yeah. So they were on this new list. Apparently, the manager for the morning had, you know, come into the store whenever she was coming in to work in the morning, and decided that whoever was outside the store at that point, they were going to be on a list, a new handwritten list, not a specially previously printed list, not a list which adhered to the corporate company-wide Target policy.
She was going to be a rebel.
Yes.
And, you know, she was going to make her own list.
But our friend Alicia, over at Tempe Target on Baseline in McClintock, working the morning of November 22nd, organizing this launch, decided that instead of going to by the company-wide policy, which is to take all the people waiting outside to the electronic section and then call out the numbers, which correspond to the numbers on people's vouchers,
yep.
She will simply make a handwritten list, write the names on the Xboxes before they come in, and then announce the names that she had written on those Xboxes based on the people she found outside waiting whenever she came to the store that morning.
Now, I was thinking about this, of what transpired, and I was kind of pissed off. Everyone's kind of arguing, but I figured you are more, you know, eloquent than I am, so I'm going to let you argue the case for us. I will just nearly stand back and, you know, take it all in. So I noticed that when she did call these people on the list, she only called two people. Like, apparently there was a long list, but she called, you know, people to come up and buy them. She only called two people.
Well, there were two registers, so I think she called the two people that would come up and buy it at that moment. And then she would call another two people when those purchases were done.
Okay, well, it confused me, because she called the... let's just call them the couple. I don't particularly care for them right now.
This old couple who had stepped in line.
And it made me angry, because at one point he said, oh, well, life's tough. And at that point, I very much wanted to kick him in the crotch and say, yeah, you know what? Life is tough.
Definitely. This is an old couple who had actually approached the line when it was full earlier that evening. You know, let's say midnight-ish. And I'm just taking a guess here. Our 12 people had already been in line. And they came up. Oh, the line's full. They seemed a little bit bummed, and they left. They were magically in line, first in line after the number one spot who had actually been there for their voucher. So they were really second and third in line.
I'm not going to say anything, but it would not surprise me if they were friends with, say, that manager. I'm merely saying this. You can take your own take on this.
They seemed to be, see, they looked to me like they were well-off folks. Now, really, this is based on just, you know, their visual representation. They did seem to have some sort of hired Mexican helper who, like, was going to sit in line with them for a while, but then didn't need to. So anyway, they got in line, and they were trying to spout off to everybody that the policy was, you can't leave the line. If you leave the line, too bad. We've come to Target every day and asked them a policy.
Which, a system I thought was kind of idiotic, to show up at the same place every day merely to ask this question then leave again.
See, what the fact is, they were full of crap.
That's right.
They were spouting off this policy, and you weren't supposed to leave the line before you get the vouchers. But
once you got the vouchers, that little ticket says, you get an Xbox. So there's really no reason to sit out in the cold unless, you know, you're like a sadist
exactly.
or something.
Now, I even checked on this. I called customer support. I called, you know, corporate Target. And I was like, hey, before they even opened up the doors and screwed us, you know, since we knew this was going to happen because our friends told us, hey, those people in line there, they think they're getting one. And we were like, oh, we got vouchers.
Yeah.
So I called Target corporate, and I said, hey, in 8 minutes they're going to open up these doors for us. A bunch of us are going to simultaneously get screwed by a rogue manager in your company because she's making up new policy. Do you think you could call up the store and let them know, hey, you
and
need to stick to the policy,
give them a little, you know, explanation as to why you're doing things wrong?
Hey, there's
right
a
now.
Reason we've got vouchers, we're going to stick to it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for us, fortunately for the old codgers, the manager apparently was not called and not told what to do. She stuck to her guns of what she said. She stuck to the list she made. So obviously, I'm sure you all realize now, we didn't get our Xboxes.
No, we didn't.
No. We got screwed.
Exactly.
Now, I kept my calm. And one of the guys in line who actually ended up he got his Xbox, right? And he had waited with us all night. So not everybody in line got screwed.
No.
But a significant number, especially the people who wanted premium systems.
I was glad that guy got him because he was really cool. He gave us water and, like, health bars. He was
really
good. I'm glad he got his.
He's been planning for it. So he got his. And he was like, you know, Alon, you handled it really well. I don't know if you realize this, but I was hanging out by you the whole time because you were making a lot more sense than the guys who were, you know, screaming and mad because there were people at the end of the line.
Who were just, it was, you know, they were there and they were just generally upset, which I would have been. I don't think they helped us too much because they were getting slightly, I don't want to say violent, but they were swearing a little bit.
They were getting upset. I got to tell you, though, they handled it much better than I would have expected them to because I have a lot of experience in retail. We've mentioned that before.
Yep.
I've seen people get really upset. And they were upset, and they were very legitimately upset
yes.
for something that you can't just, like, go to the other store and buy it.
No,
you can't,
that means...
Oh, I'll wait till tomorrow and get
it. It's like, oh, I don't get it today, I get to wait, like, 2 weeks a week, and then maybe I'll get it again. You know, maybe try and get it.
Exactly. And not only that, it's not just came into the store, can't get it, I'll get it in 2 weeks. It's waited outside in the cold, literally slept on concrete for this, and then
and
was
then
told...
And then been told, oh, you don't get it, because you left for 40 minutes.
Exactly. So they were very legitimately pissed off, and they could have thrown punches, and I wouldn't have really been upset with them.
No.
But yeah, they were getting, you know, vocal and angry. And so at some point, I actually heard Alicia say to one of her team members, people who aren't familiar with Target, the employees there are team members and the customers are guests. So Alicia actually said to one of her employees, faced with this wall of angry guests, said, that's why you just don't talk to them. It's better just not to talk to them. So her feelings, I guess, are that, you know, when dealt with an angry guest, you just don't
ignore
talk to them.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how you deal with the problem.
Hopefully they'll go away.
Exactly. So I'm not a big fan of this Alicia woman. I wasn't very happy with how she handled the situation, especially since I was fairly calm, as were several of the other people.
Yeah.
Those two old people who came in and each got an Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah. That was not cool.
Without buying a single accessory or game. They clearly were not interested in playing the system. I don't know if they were going to scalp them because they already looked like they had money. I don't know if they were getting them as gifts for somebody else. I don't know if they were getting them so they could hang them up on the wall and say, haha, I'm better than you because I have this status symbol that's an Xbox. I don't know what the hell they were doing. But they really pissed everybody off because they were being so bitchy about it.
Yeah, and they kind of acted like, oh, well, we deserve these. Or, because, I mean, we were here for a whole, you know, 30, 45 minutes before, you know, the store opened, whereas you guys were only here all night. So... really, we do deserve it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking at something Andrew just wrote me on the computer screen, and I'm caught off guard here. It looks like we have a caller, but I'll have to talk to him during the break.
And here
and
we go.
Conveniently
time, here's the break.
So we definitely have more to talk about.
Oh, definitely.
It just gets better and better. There's new stuff in this saga. So stay tuned once again.
We will.
And by the way,
folks,
during the break, I want you to take a second and go to uat.edu. That's where you go if you want to learn how to make games. The University of Advanced Technology. We'll talk more about them again later in the show. We'll be back after break, everybody.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technology's graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
We're back. We've got more story. This is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. My name's Alon. This is Nate.
Hey, folks.
Here we go. Where were we at in the saga? We were talking about Alicia.
That's right.
We were talking about us being pissed off and the old people who got two systems.
We're being very difficult, let's say.
Yeah, not only that, they got two premium systems,
premium
by the way.
Systems, that's
there were
right.
only six premium systems.
They and got, they got two.
They got 33% of Target stock. All right, so before we leave the store, I explained to Brady, the very helpful man there, and I got to say, by the way,
Brady was very nice.
Everyone at Target that I've dealt with, they were all cool. Alicia was the one bad apple,
yep.
And it's very unfortunate that she was the one running the show at that point in time. You know, Brady was really cool. All the other employees there, I knew they could be like, I knew they were thinking, wow, I hate what she's doing. This is idiotic. But, you know, she is my boss and I need to
keep
my job.
Can't really say anything.
I talked to people at corporate. They were upset about what happened. You know, they thought, yeah, why would they change the policy? That's crazy. I've talked to, you know, lots of Target employees and I've been happy with all of them. I'm not upset at the company. The company's policy, I think, of all the places I read, including places that took pre-orders like EB and GameStop, I think, and I didn't experience all of these stores firsthand, but I think that they had the best policy of anyone that I have heard of so far.
Oh, yeah, it made perfect sense.
Yeah. I'm not just trying to kiss their ass either because they still owe me a system. Honestly, they printed out special vouchers. Yeah. They had a policy that said if you had a voucher, you get it. They handed those vouchers out before the store was open, outside the store. You can't get any less confusing than that. The fact that we still managed to get screwed, well, that's just amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, there were no fights outside, and why would there be? Because you've got a voucher.
You have these vouchers.
Designated by the fact that you were in line, right? You can't leave the line before getting the voucher. Very simple. Target the corporation, great.
Oh,
Alicia,
yeah. Not
the maniacally,
so great.
Policy writing rogue, manager.
Rogue manager.
She's nuts. But Target in general, not so nuts.
Great.
Now, yesterday, I knew ahead of time that we were going to be talking about this on the show. All week, Nate and I have been blowing steam out of our ears thinking about this whole situation. So I knew that we'd be talking about it, and I said, well, it's only right that I approach Target for comment. It's only right that I tell them, we're going to talk about you guys screwing us. We're going to blast you guys. Some of our listeners, we have thousands of listeners. Some of them might think poorly of Target for doing this to us.
Yeah, maybe we want to, they should have their side of the story.
We're going to have a more difficult time commenting on the games and the technology since we don't have access to it now because we got screwed by their employee. Excuse me, their team member.
Team member.
So, rightfully so, I thought, get comment. Now, I went right to the source. I wanted to talk to Alicia. So I brought my little audio recorder. And I went down to the store, I asked for Alicia. She wasn't there. I asked for Brady. He wasn't there. I just said, okay, well, you've got some sort of store manager right now. Someone is looking over the show.
Now, you told me this guy, spotted you. Like, he picked you right up.
Well,
he knew of you already.
Sort of. Here's what happens. I ask. They say, oh, well, LOD Jim is here. LOD again? Again, don't understand it, but whatever. He's the guy. So I'm waiting for Jim. Jim's not someone I'm familiar with. Haven't dealt with him in the past. So I'm sitting there looking at the 360 setup they have, the demo unit, and whatever. And I have my audio recorder there ready and waiting, knowing, of course, that they probably wouldn't like the fact that I was recording it. But, I had to tell them.
And probably told no.
Yeah. So he comes over. Now, he wasn't there that morning, so he doesn't know me. He would have to go to the employees who called him over and have them tell him who it is that they called him for, right? They didn't know that it was me because there were several people there. He did come right to me. He knew it was me. And I said, oh, Jim. And he shook my hand immediately. And I said, I'm Alon Weissman from Chatterbox. And I pulled my little trigger to start the audio recording.
Yeah.
And he immediately didn't want to talk to me. He's like, is that recording? I was like, we are recording this for the show. He's like, no. And I was like, all right, so who do I talk to? Right, Target Corporate, whatever. And then, he wouldn't even say no comment or anything. So I said, okay, that's fine. Well, then off the record, I turned it off. I put it in my back pocket. And I said, well, I mean, really, on the record, because I'm still talking to you, but, not recorded.
Yeah.
Okay. So we actually proceed to talk for much longer than I expect, for, what is probably 5 or 7 minutes, which when you're talking to someone can be a long time. It turns out he read my blog, right? He's gone to the website, which has my picture, so I presume that's how he recognized me. And he said that he read the blog. And I remember back, I wrote in my blog that Alicia was the devil. And
her
I wrote
big butt, I believe you put
I,
down.
I did write some one personally attacking thing about her, and he brought this up. He wasn't very happy about that. He noted that she was deeply offended by what I'd written. Now, if you go and read it at chatterboxgameshow.com or oneup.com, did you read it, Nate?
I have not read it yet.
You didn't even go and read it?
I don't see. The thing is, I'm afraid I'll read it. It's like, oh, that's good, and then I'll slowly, oh, I should put that in mind. That's a good line, and so I don't want to do that.
Okay, I can understand that. Well, some other people have. Actually, I think a lot of people have read it. So anyway, there was a big spike in the readership over the last few days. So he read it. He said that she was deeply offended by it. And I honestly was caught off guard. I didn't expect that they would have gone to the website and listened to some of the shows and read the blog. But, I pushed through.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to talk about this. And so I thought that I should get your comment on it. I should talk to you about this. And he proceeded to say several things, because we talked for a long time. He talked about how he did the whole question yourself, answer yourself thing. Am I upset at what happened? Yes. Do my employees know that I'm upset about what happened? Yes. Could it have been handled differently? Yes. I didn't even go in on my day off because I thought, what, 12 systems? How could they screw this up? But it still managed to get crapped all over, he said. He said, crapped all over. So he's very clear that something went wrong. He flat out said, it was not handled right, or it was handled wrong, or something to that effect. Since I couldn't record it, of course, I can't actually quote him. Which, I wrote about this in my blog as well. I don't understand why people don't let you record it. It only leaves me open to misinterpret the conversation. But anyway, he did say Alicia was a great person, you know, communications degree, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, I only know her from this one instance, and she cheated us all.
Yeah.
You only know me. That wasn't very nice, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.
You only know me from this one instance. You probably don't like me, but I bet you anyone else who knows me does like me because I'm a pretty nice guy.
For the most part.
For the most part, unless you read that blog entry. So anyway, I do feel a little bit bad about hurting her feelings, but I really don't feel that bad because she did screw a bunch of people.
That's right.
When she could have stopped it from happening.
I believe
was well
I
aware.
Said I don't feel bad that she feels. I feel good that she feels bad because you know what? She should feel bad.
Yeah, she.
I mean,
Nate's
not,
more vindictive than I
not,
am.
Not jump out the window bad, but like you know, just like feel kind of bad for a day because I felt bad for a day.
Yeah. Oh, and we felt bad after waiting for 12 hours in the cold.
Yeah. So, I mean, if she could go and, like, I don't know if they have an ice box at Target. If she could just sit in there for, like, half hour, that's pretty cold. Just, you know, just so she knows what it was like for us to sit out there and then, like, not get anything.
Yeah. So that's what happened, folks. That's really most of the story. Although the guy did say they were a little bit bothered by the fact that I mentioned that I wanted to sell it. I don't think they understand the underlying theme of that I wanted to sell it simply so that I could buy it. But whatever. The fact remains that several people were screwed who wanted to go right home and play it. Nate, for instance, said he was going to keep
that's
his.
Right.
And,
I'm glad you gave that impression that you know I was not going to sell mine. And
I made
I
sure to point
to
that
keep,
out.
Keep it.
I mean, it was already in my blog. He'd already read it.
Oh, all right.
So it's not like he thought I was lying about it. We were all very clear on the fact you were going to keep yours, as were you know the rest of the people in line who wanted to buy Madden, go home
and play
the hell out of Madden. Now me. I was going to sell it. At this point, I want to buy one and keep it because I can't sell it anymore. You go look at the eBay prices. They're
and
not.
It's, oh, yeah. I was more angry at that for you just because, like, that day is like I was at my internship and we're at, you know, people were looking it up because we don't work very hard. You know? And so it's like, oh, yeah, here's one going for, you know, $1,200. Here's one going for $2,000. Like, just premium systems. That's it. Going for like $1,500. I was like, wow, that's really good. Not necessarily saying that's how much they're actually going for, but that's what they're being bid on.
I think it's reasonable to assume you could have actually sold it, and by that I mean someone would have actually sent you the money rather than just making an auction bid.
Yeah.
Would have actually sent you the money for twice the price, for the $800. Possibly more, possibly a little less. Either way, we would have made out to the point that it would be pretty easy to get a relatively free system.
Yes.
And not free. Like, I did have to skip a night of work. Nate said I don't work. I do work. A couple days out of the week, right. And I work nights.
I missed, you know, my 5 hours that
yeah.
I work a day.
I had to miss a night of work so I could wait in line. And that was fine with me because I was given the very reasonable expectation that it would pay off.
Yeah.
That I would have the system at the end of the day.
I was, you know, going to be happy because, oh, I'm going to go home, you know, and I'm going to get to play my 360. So, you know, that's worth the $80 that I could have made that morning.
Exactly. So we were sacrificing. We were making these sacrifices because we saw reward on the other end. And then we got screwed.
Yes.
Because of a rogue manager at Tempe Target at Baseline and McClintock named Alicia.
Yep.
The morning manager, November 22nd. Little bit bummed.
A little bit.
About that.
But that's okay, because the new week's coming, and, you know, our system should be here hopefully
soon. They supposedly
soon.
Are helping us out. They did have one core system.
They did
system
have a
left.
Core system, and
they were going to sell me a core, and I was like, no. I was promised for $400 I would get all of this. Whatever's in a premium. And I said, if you can sell me the core and all of these accessories for $400, I'll take it. That's reasonable. That is a negotiation I'm willing to make with you. And they're like, well, we don't have all the accessories because, as many of you know, the hard drive is nearly impossible to get.
Yeah. Well, I went to a GameStop in it's a mall out in Mesa. And I was talking to one of the employees there, the fan. Of,
yeah.
Anyways, he said they had one that was already pre-ordered. So for like 200 systems, they had one hard drive that they were able to get.
I don't think they got 200 systems, but...
Well, they didn't get 200 systems, but, like, all the pre-orders. Like,
yeah.
They were able to get... I was just surprised that they only got one hard drive.
Yeah,
you know?
You'd think they would... I think the problem is production, really. They knew that a lot of people wanted hard drives. The whole fact that there's even a core system is just obscene.
It's absurd.
It's
yeah.
just silly. Anyway, so they were going to sell this to me, and I said, no, I want all the accessories with it. And I felt really bad, too, because someone else who wanted a core system could have bought it right
could
at that point.
Could have got it, yeah.
But I thought, well, in a day or two, they could have all the accessories, and I could have this system. Or I was thinking they could sell me the core now and just, you know,
give you
tell
like
me
a,
that they will give me the accessories later.
I would say give you a voucher, but they're not really good at holding on to the voucher system.
Yeah.
So
they don't like the voucher system, so we weren't going to rely
at,
on
they're good
them.
At handing them out.
Exactly.
Know, but not
holding them.
They're holding them.
So Anyway, the fact is I left the store without it, which is, it hurts me. By now, I imagine they've sold it,
even though they put my name on it
and said they were going to save it. They claim, Brady claims that they're working on getting me these accessories or getting me a premium system. Who knows? I've read that Microsoft is working on weekly replenishment of the 360s to stores nationwide. Hopefully it'll happen, and we'll be able to get our system.
Well, that's what I heard from these employees. He said that they were going to get the amount that they got on release every week until like Christmas or something like that.
Of course, with all the new supply, goes down the demand, and so I won't be getting the eBay price. But at least the principle of it, I will buy the damn system.
That's right. So we will each own one.
Yeah.
And can play it.
So anyway, we've got another segment, and this is when I think we'll actually go into talking about the system, because we did have friends who bought it and did have the chance to actually play it.
Oh, man. Thanksgiving Day, probably the best day for the 360 for me. I played it for, I believe, just under 9 hours.
Yeah. So I didn't get to play it as much as you did. But we'll be back, and we'll talk about it for reals. Give us a call at 866-536-1100 if you want to talk about it, too. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Chatterbox Video Game Radio, we're on the air because of UAT, the University of Advancing Technology, one of our great sponsors.
Go to UAT.edu.
EDU.
EDO.
Yeah. UAT, that's where you go to learn how to make games, and that's where we went. Nate actually goes there.
Yep.
Anyway, we've got people on our IRC channel here. They're talking about the hard drive in the 360 right now, so I figure I should mention a few things. They're talking about, here's what it is. The hard drive in the 360, we should know, is removable.
Yep.
You should know, anyway, that it's removable. It's an SATA drive. It's not an IDE drive like the people on the IRC channel seem to be discussing. It's a notebook-sized drive. That means 2.5 inches. It is a standard SATA notebook drive, but it has a special connector between the drive and, you know, the piece of plastic that covers it.
To prevent the hackers.
Yeah, that goes into the 360. Now, I'm sure you can take a normal notebook hard drive and connect it. What I'm not sure of is that it will actually work, because I'm guessing there needs to be some sort of data on it initially. Someone will eventually figure out how to clone it and put a larger drive in there. But it is a very standard hard drive. If it weren't, it would be much more expensive for Microsoft to make, because they'd have to make a special hard drive. So it's a standard drive with a connector. So if you have the hard drive that's made for the 360, you can pop it open, theoretically put in a new notebook drive, which will have the connector, you know, a normal notebook connector, connect that to the piece in the plastic, and then you get what I'm saying, right? The connector that connects it to the 360 is in the piece of plastic that houses the drive. So anyway, eventually someone will figure out how to make a new drive actually work, and we'll have 200 gig notebook hard drives in there, if and when 200 gig notebook drives are actually invented or released. I also wanted to talk about the controllers on the system. I read that someone tested out the, you know how you can use the wired controller on a PC if you download the drivers or whatever for Windows XP? The wired controller is the same as the Windows XP controller?
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you were talking to the audience or...
I'm talking to everybody.
Okay.
I look to you for validation, Nate.
Oh, all right.
So anyway, the wired controller is the same as the Windows XP controller. It might be boxed differently, but it's the same thing. Now, the wireless controller, if you get the plug-and-charge kit, which basically gives it a cable so that you can plug it into the Xbox 360 and use it while charging, if your batteries are out, that does not work on a PC. So this got me to thinking. And I think what's happening is when you plug it into the 360, it's just carrying power over the USB cable, and it probably still interacts with the machine wirelessly. So this presents an interesting option. Let's say you're out of batteries, but you have the plug-and-charge kit, or the play-and-charge kit, whatever it's called. If you have a wall charger for your iPod or something that has a USB port on it, because a lot of those things exist now, so you can charge different peripherals that charge over USB, or let's just say you have a laptop on one side of the room, right, that obviously has USB ports, you could plug your Play and Charge kit with wireless controller into it, into this other USB port that's not on the 360 itself, and still play, so you don't have a cord going across the room to your 360. So I thought that was fairly interesting. It's still pseudo-wireless, because your wire isn't, like, going across the coffee table and over to the television where the Xbox 360 is. Now, I think someone should try that and tell me if I'm right, but I'm pretty sure I am. I haven't tested it, though. I did, however, test an Xbox 360 wired controller in a normal Xbox using a USB adapter. Just so y'all know, didn't work. I'm not quite sure why. it's obviously not exactly the same controller. Maybe it, since it has logic about telling which controller it is, I have no idea. But it doesn't work, so don't waste your time. Another interesting thing we found is we had, on Friday, several systems over my house we were all trying. One was vertical, one was horizontal.
Oh, yeah, you were very excited about this.
This was great, I thought. It knows if it's horizontal or vertical. The system knows because when you plug the controllers in, or when you just connect them wirelessly or whatever...
there's a circle that lights up indicating which controllers are plugged in, or it's reading.
Yeah, the ring of light around the power button shows, all right, the upper left quadrant is controller 1, upper right is controller 2. And anyway, so if you have it horizontally, it's still the upper left quadrant representing controller 1. If it's vertical, it's the upper left quadrant. And of course, if it's vertical or horizontal, those are not the same quadrants.
Yeah.
Not the same LED being lit. So somehow the system knows. Not incredibly crazy an idea, but still cool.
It's a cool, interesting little thing that they put in there. Yeah.
Now, we have a couple of people waiting on the lines to talk to us, and I have talked a lot.
All right.
So I think we should take some callers.
Go for it.
All right, we've got Adam from Canada. I assume it's Adam from Canada anyway. You're there?
Yep.
All right. Can we turn up the caller, Andrew? Can we make him louder? Excellent. Adam, what's up?
How's it going?
I just want to comment how when I was listening to you guys telling the story, I was actually getting really, really mad for you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and...
That's what we try and do. We want to spread anger through the show. That's our goal, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's basically it.
Oh, that you were getting angry for us?
Yeah, I was actually really pissed off just hearing it.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Right there in the cockles of my heart. Now, you got one, right, from your store?
No, I don't want one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I know that, those retail gaming outlets aren't too keen on paying their employees a lot of money.
No.
Maybe that's the problem.
Well, we don't get discounts on systems either. They're too cheap for that.
Well... The reason is that they really don't get a discount on the system either.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't really blame them for that. But when the used systems come in, all broken and defunct,
yeah.
I'm sure you'll be right on that list to get a system that doesn't work.
Oh, no, I don't want one.
Because you can get your discount. All right, well, thanks for calling, Adam.
No problem.
And sharing your feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've also got Mitchell. He's a frequent caller as well. Mitchell, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Mitchell.
What's up, dude?
I just wanted to talk about the backwards compatibility list for the 360.
Right on. You mean the one that, if you play in Japan, only has 12 games on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
First off, there's that, which is just stupid. And secondly, with the U.S. backwards compatibility list, they've got, like, the core games that every Xbox owner probably has, but
yeah.
They still don't have all the really, really good ones.
Let me guess. Star Wars Battlefront?
I was kind of going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Kind of figured.
We know Mitch is a big fan of Battlefront.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a bummer, but
yeah.
I can understand that. And I've always said in the past, too, that I don't think backwards compatibility is a huge draw to the system. It is cool, especially with the 360, how they actually upgrade some things visually. You know, Halo 2.
Well, you said Halo 2 looked a little bit. Well, I didn't really see it, but
it's a little
better. You said if you, like, look for it, you can.
Yeah. So. Mitch, you're going to say something?
Yeah, I saw Halo 1 on a friend of mine's 360, and it looked phenomenal.
You know, we only tried Halo 2, and since Halo 2 already looks really good.
Yeah, we never really tried Halo.
I should have tried the original.
Yeah, Halo 1, big difference.
I'll have to give it a try.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Mitch.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, backwards compatibility, it's a mixed bag.
Not so much.
Some things that were on the compatibility list don't work 100%, and whatever. I'm just glad they did it, and they're making that effort, and they're probably putting too much money into that effort, but
it's nice that they're trying.
Yeah. You know, I've got three Xboxes at home anyway.
Yeah. Well, the thing, that was my thing. Like, the Xbox, I mean, if you were going to buy a 360, chances are you already have an Xbox.
And if you don't, you're not going to have the games laying around, and you don't care. So, whatever. What the Nintendo's doing, being able to play all the super old school games that you've already given away to your third cousin, that makes more sense to me,
mm-hmm.
You know, than just making it GameCube compatible. But anyway, let's not talk more about that. I think we already milked that last week.
Yeah. Well, there have been some issues with some of the systems that they have random crashes. One guy seemed to have found a fix for it crashing randomly was that his power brick was overheating.
Yeah, have you guys, if you don't have the system, have you seen pictures of the power supply for this thing?
It's literally the size of, like, I think someone's foot, if not a little bigger.
I think volume-wise, it's actually larger than the PS2, the slim model.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually physically large.
It's quite
just
big.
The power supply. Without the cords.
I was afraid because it's actually bigger than my laptop for my Alienware.
You mean
that
laptop
power supply.
Power brick.
Power brick, yeah.
It is giant.
It is a massive thing.
Some of the problems with the systems have been that the power supply was overheating. So I imagine it wasn't sending the right, you know, voltage or whatever, or whatever it needs to send.
Whatever it was doing wasn't doing it right. Anyways, he found a fix for it by merely tying it up so it gets more airflow, I guess.
Yeah, suspending it in midair. Not exactly some crazy genius.
No.
Right. I mean, you could just stand it vertically somehow. I don't know. But yeah, apparently some of the problems coming from the power supply. Can't say I'm too surprised. Microsoft obviously knew it was a bottleneck point for the system since they added two fans to the brick itself. But whatever. Anyway, I'm glad to see that we had sympathy for our situation.
Yeah, I'm glad too.
I'm hoping that those at Target understand our situation and are willing to help us. I know that the people at the store are sincerely trying to help us. The manager that I spoke to yesterday, even though I know he didn't like me because of what I wrote about Alicia... I wasn't lying in there, so that's not too bad.
Yeah.
But he was actually reasonable. He's talked to me like a person. He didn't try to get me to do anything crazy, like take down the blog. He didn't sort of imply it.
I just want to say that I never did any personal attacks against Alicia if she is in charge of getting me my system.
Yeah. Like I've said, they handled it really well, and it's just Alicia who was the nut job.
Yeah.
And, you know, outside of Target, she's probably a normal person too. We have to go, everybody. That's the music. We'll be back next week.
See you next week.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.